very mastectomy. Now, we all know in our own mind, those that do skin sparing mastectomy, that cosmetically it looks better. But there's absolutely no data from randomized trials to actually compare skin sparing with skin sacrificing mastectomy. What we do have is some interesting data I'm showing on this slide from the National Mastectomy and Breast Reconstruction Audit. It's on file because it's not been published, but it looks at the breast Q score 18 months. This is the patient-reported outcomes of the patient's satisfaction with their breast appearance with the five groups. Mastectomy on the left, implant-based reconstruction. I'm afraid this pointer, oh, it's working again now. Latissimus dorsi reconstruction and free-flap reconstruction. These were the breast cues for the patients undergoing immediate reconstruction, which three-quarters had had a skin-sparing mastectomy. And you can see this jump up from mastectomy and implant-based reconstruction to the more complex techniques with a significant improvement in satisfaction with breast appearance with the more complex techniques. What's very interesting is that if you look at the delayed reconstruction patients, again, as we all know, they tend to get more gain in terms of satisfaction with appearance. But these patients, less than 5% of them had had skin-sparing mastectomies. These are delayed reconstructions. So the thing that affects satisfaction improvement most is the type and timing of reconstruction in this group rather than the type of mastectomy. And that's something that needs to be deconstructed to see what factors actually do affect the patient's opinions.